My Hope 2014 with Billy Graham has released its outreach programs. The DVDs were released on November 7th, Billy Graham's 96th birthday. My Hope 2014 is certainly about individuals coming to Christ, but there's also a very strong emphasis this year on local churches.
Yeah, the exciting thing about My Hope this year is that we had thousands of churches in the United States and Canada and in the UK that participated with us in reaching their communities for Christ that had not participated before. In the United States and Canada and the United Kingdom, across all three nations, we've seen tens of thousands of churches that have said yes to a partnership with Billy Graham, and to think carefully, to be thoughtful, and to be prayerful about how best to reach the local communities.
That's Steve Rhodes, Vice President of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association's My Hope Outreach.
It's been exciting to see churches say, yeah, we'll do something. We will use the resources that Billy Graham has provided, this new film, Heaven, in the United States and in Canada, and also The Cross in the United Kingdom, as a way to simply share Jesus. We've seen tens of thousands of churches across all three nations agree to stand up, preach the gospel, and to simply share Jesus, and to get their congregations excited about doing so.
There's been a wonderful variety in the methods churches have used to do that sharing of Jesus.
There were 10 churches that collaborated together in Superior, Nebraska, and hundreds of people turned up for that event, and they had 10 people that came to Christ. So the example of churches across denominational lines, and in some cases racial lines, getting together and cooperating together with the body of Christ acting unified, it's a wonderful thing for the world to see. So we had that kind of event in the United States. There were pastors in Liverpool, England, that got together and rented a local cinema there and put up adverts all over town, inviting people as though it was almost like a movie premiere. There was an outreach hosted at a work camp, a prison work camp in Daytona Beach, and they had about 33 prisoners that turned up, a non-mandatory event, and there were 7 men who came to Christ as a result of that. The men who came, several of them knelt and wept as they were confronted, I guess, with their own sin and the consequences of choices and all of that. This had made a difference in the lives of those prisoners.
People in the My Hope team made certain that local pastors and churches were free to use the outreach material and ideas in ways they thought were best and ways that would be most effective in reaching the people in their communities.
We left it up to the wisdom and the prayer and the local leadership of churches across three nations to decide what would work best for them. And as a result, I think we've seen much wider and possibly deeper participation than previously.
Participation in a spiritual process that has the power to resonate in and hopefully bring change to the world in which we live.
And when the gospel is preached, people will get saved. It's just that simple. If you pray and faithfully preach the gospel, people will get saved and lives will be changed. So an important takeaway for us, knowing that although we live in a secular country here in the United States and Canada's the same way and the United Kingdom's the same way, even though we live in that kind of a culture, it's the gospel that can break through all of that and give people hope and joy unspeakable and full of glory, which is what the Bible promises.
And what a life-changing promise that is. I'm Mike McLean.